So with these words in mind, Paul asks, what will those who are baptized for the dead do? He continues, if there's no resurrection, these words are just empty promises. If there's no resurrection, how can we convince people to believe in something we don't deliver? It's as if someone asked another to sign a contract indicating they received a certain amount of money, but never actually gave them that sum, and then demanded them to pay the agreed amount. So what options does the signer have now that they've made themselves liable without actually receiving what they agreed they had received? Similarly, Paul asks here about those who are baptized. He questions, what will those who are baptized do, he asserts, having agreed to the resurrection of the dead bodies, yet not receiving it, and instead being deceived? And was there even a need for this public declaration if the fact did not come to pass?